nice bounce-back win for Yaris after a week layoff and a couple tough losses in as many games, not knowing what Oklahoma Outlaws were going to do, who they were going to put out on the floor, and a little change-up going into the game with the rosters. But you guys did a good job of playing your ball game this afternoon.
No, we didn't. That's a frustrating game, very frustrating game. I mean, you don't know who you're playing against. You know what they're going to run, and you know they're going to come out and play hard. And, you know, we just, golly, you know, we're so ready for break. We've had a hard schedule, and you hit this point in time and at this level, and these kids are ready to get home, and I understand it. But, golly, you got to get through your games, and you got to finish it right. And the biggest thing is you want to play good going into break. You don't want to get through it. And, yeah, I mean, it just, I don't know, any score was, what, 96-74 mm-hmm. or 76, whatever it was. And it's a lot of points to give up to that team where I felt we could have held them under 50 if we're going to guard our way. But, you know, guys have a tendency right now to get away from what we teach them. And, you know, like I said last week, I know we dropped two, but I thought we played good enough to win. And I think we played the way we did last week. We probably win by 40. You know, I just, for some reason, our team struggles before 7:30 at night. It's the weirdest thing I've ever seen. But we have a tendency, for some reason, I think we're all about the show. You know what I mean? I know when I was a player, we didn't care how many people were in the crowd, but I think our guys, you know, enjoy the main game. And, you know, hopefully we get into league, then we can be consistent on how hard we play.
Well, you had your guard, Richie Spiller, kind of a double-double for him this afternoon, 13 points and 11 rebounds. And not so many times where you see your point guard going in there and grabbing 11 boards.
Well, I wish I could see a double-double with 13 points and 10 assists is what I need to see from him, but... You know, it's good. We talked to him and Tyrell and John about rebounding more as guards, and not offensive rebounds, but defensive rebounds. And, you know, I mean, it's good for him. Richie's a very good player. He's going to get better and better for us as the year goes on. And, you know, the only thing I can say about this is one more game, and we need to play as hard as we can and then get our guys through finals the right way. And then they get to go home and get refreshed a little bit. And after the schedule we've played, and they deserve that. They've earned that right. And, you know, if we can go into Christmas break 11-3, that's pretty dang good with our schedule.
They also had an opportunity to play a lot of the backups here this afternoon. They had Gage Loy, who came in, and he gave a pretty good effort. He had a few assists in the game. He ended up with 8 points in the game in almost, a little over 19 minutes. And, you know, he's going to be probably pretty big player off the bench
Gage
for you.
Gage is going to be huge for us through his career. I mean, every game Gage gets better and better for us. And the thing about Gage, knows how to play within Gage. You know, he took a few ill-advised quick shots today, but you know what? If Gage is in rhythm, he's going to knock him down. And he only took two of them out of rhythm, so Gage knows it's okay to shoot him. And if we get Gage going, then it just makes our team a lot better. And one thing Gage does is Gage guards really well. You know, tonight we had to put him on 33-3 for a little bit, and I thought Gage did a heck of a job on those two. And, you know, Gage can guard inside and out, and that's what makes Gage a great, great player for us. So I'm excited about his future.
Yeah, the Faison Richie at number 3, and then 33, Devontae Moore. They have their two leading scorers.
Let me explain these two, all right?
Yeah.
Faison averaged 24-plus points for 3 years in college.
Wow.
All right, so we knew what he was made of once the game got going. And then 33 was the two-time player of the year at Tarleton State in that league. So, yeah, I mean, so we played a very good team, and those two obviously had most of their points. And number one was a two-time defensive player of the year in his league at Tarleton State, too. So, I mean,
wow.
Yeah, I mean, we had a good idea when I watched who came out to warm-ups what we were getting into, and made me a little nervous. But you know what? 18-, 19-year-old guys got a little more legs than the 23-, 24-year-olds. So, you know, those are scary games.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if you get better. I just told the team in the locker room I felt like I'm getting on them, getting hard on them. At the end of the day, I understand how they feel. I just know when I was a player back in my day, everything counted. You know, you don't get this game back. And you know, obviously Tyrell Springer came back, had a great second half for us himself, you know, which we met with Tyrell at halftime and kind of explained to him on not to force things, let it come. And once he did, boy, he exploded for us. So, no, I'm proud of our guys. We just got to find a way to get the one tomorrow.
Well, some balance once again. You're scoring. You had four players in double figures. And then, of course, one more game tomorrow afternoon. And it's going to be the another team from Oklahoma City, same group, same coach, On Point Hoops Academy.
Yeah, they're good. I mean, they beat NEO this year, and you know they took KCK into overtime, and we're a little more familiar with them. We've actually seen a little film on them. We'll have a little better scout. You know, offensively they run very similar stuff. They got some guys that can do the things. They got a little more size, so our bigs aren't having to chase so much. So, And hopefully we can come out and just play our game. That's all I'm worried about.
And no surprises tomorrow on the roster for him?
Yeah, some of these guys will play with him too. I know that,
yeah.
But
yeah.
I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you're not going to fight it. You know, adversity makes you stronger. Adversity gets you better, and that's kind of been the story of our semester. You know, that's the one thing I want people to understand is we tried to make a very hard schedule. Where when we get into league, we know we're ready. And you know, we lost to Hill College by 6 the other night, and we had a chance with 2.4 seconds a shot right there to tie it. People don't understand they hit 4 free throws in 2.4 seconds. Well, Hill's ranked 8th in the country right
now.
They're the only undefeated team in the state of Texas. And then we're playing Trinity Valley, through Western Nebraska. I mean, this team's been through a lot, and we're ready. We'll be ready for league, and that's a great thing. These guys will know, and we know how to protect our home court. I know we dropped 2 of our 6 games at home, but you know what? At the end of the day, we know how to protect it, and we've proven that. So all we got to do is let them get refreshed a little bit, then we're going to be ready to go.
One down, one to go for the weekend, and a 10-3 starting out of your season. Coach, appreciate you stopping by post-game. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Appreciate it. Thank you.